Cliff, how did you respond to the question about should HER2 and PR be used to select hormone therapy?
Well, again, you know, my view is colored by the difficulty with testing in the real world. And based on that, I don't think it should be done yet. I do think that in the end, when there's controlled high-quality testing, it'll probably work out.
George, I find the ER-PR stuff very interesting biologically. And I think Kent may even be right. But having said that, I don't know how much real-world relevance it has because I today can't pick out any population of patients where tamoxifen does better than an AI. And because of that, my default, unless it's going to be the oddball patient who can't tolerate an AI for some reason, is going to be to give a patient an AI. So, again, interesting biology, but what does it affect in the real world?
Mark?
I was at a lecture 2 weekends ago by Matt Ellis, and he was showing data cited by him in Press and JCO, and it's a fish subset analysis of an AI versus TAM study. He's now reporting the opposite of what he originally reported in JCO with the EGFR and HER2 combined analysis, that the difference between the two endocrine agents is actually less in the HER2 amplified cases than in the non-amplified cases. And the difference between the AI and TAM was statistically significant in HER2 negatives and not statistically significant, although there's a numerical trend in favor of the AI, even in the HER2 positives, but it did not reach statistical significance.